Thank you for holding. Is this Dave?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Dave, it's Sean. How you been?
Hey, good. How are you?
You know, same old same old song and dance. They got me in the office here working like a madman.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'm calling because I want to let you know I'm coming to Local Splash.
Okay.
For that $149 a month, correct?
Let me pull this up. Yes, I believe. Let me see. This was on 6/9. I spoke with you, last Thursday was the last time we talked?
Last Thursday or Friday it was.
Okay. That was that local. Hold on, let me make sure. The one with the 30-mile radius from Wilkes-Barre. I could still honor that. So let me pull up your profile here. Did you get rid of HomeAdvisor finally?
HomeAdvisor, I'm still working on their credit, so no.
Oh, okay. So you're just doing the free leads thing for now?
I'm doing a pretty big credit, so I'm doing the free leads for now, yeah.
Okay.
I was calling to let you know, because you guys are also going to do my website, correct?
Yeah, I can include the website in that package. So that would just be an added incentive. I'm not going to, I still have to document it, actually. So, yeah, I can include the site, though. Let me show you an example real quick here.
Okay.
It's not like a custom website design, though.
Okay.
It's a little simpler. Okay, this one's a landscaping service in Chapel Hill. Yeah, I was thinking, we first spoke in April. I know you were working with Town Square, too. Are you still doing the Town Square thing? Because you can only have one person managing your Google business profile, so they got to be gone.
That's what I'm calling about. They are gone. Tomorrow is when my contract technically expires. You know, I was thinking it was the 15th as well as the 14th. I actually just got off the phone with them.
Okay.
So basically, they were going to keep my website up until tomorrow, and then the lady who was, you know, who built my website and is managing it right now and everything, she's back in the office tomorrow. I guess she was out today. She's back in the office tomorrow, and I basically just have to get, I don't know if it's you or you have another graphic designer, website designer or whatever.
Yeah.
In touch with her name's Liz, just to kind of get, you know, as smooth a transition as we could.
Yeah, you know, so what we can do is I want to schedule your client interview around a time that we can actually get Liz on the line, so that way the client interview technician and the graphic designer are both present, and then we can pick both of your guys' brains while we have you on the line. So I can schedule that. Client interviews usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case it goes over. What do you think is a good time tomorrow where we could get both of you?
Oh, tomorrow, I'm not around tomorrow.
Okay. I mean, I could push it to Wednesday.
I was going to say, Wednesday would be best.
Like can do any time between that's what I was going to say. We don't really have an early one. So I could do any time between 10 and then 6 and 7 at the latest.
6 and 7 at night?
Yeah, it could be 10 and 11 all the way, and anything in between. And then 6 and 7 would be the last one.
10, 11, 6, 7. Let me just check here.
Yeah, and then if you have her email too, that would be helpful right now, because then I'll send her the calendar invitation to it. That way you guys both have it.
Right. Let me just check my calendar for Wednesday. I know this week is pretty hectic with inspection.
You're coming in a peak time of the year here, so, I mean.
I know. I'm trying to trying to get this squared away, and, you know, I don't want to say no to an inspection, and Wednesday is not good. Thursday, boy, I hate to do this. I can't even do Thursday or Friday unless it's that season.
And you said nothing tomorrow either?
No, definitely not tomorrow or Thursday.
You're still doing inspections at 6, 7 at night? Yeah, it's not even dark yet, huh? Yeah, it gets dark late now.
I try to go till it's dark, and that's 8:30.
Yeah, it's all late. Kids already in bed by the time the sun goes down. It's crazy.
That's where I'm at. I know it sucks.
Yeah, you're pretty jammed. We could develop the site. You know, I sent you an example one. Like, we could develop it, and then there's revisions, too, that you could make. So anytime you want to make a change to it, you could always call in, or if you talk with Liz and they say, hey, we want to change, or she says, hey, we want to change this, you know, you can call in or text in, and then we could, you know, just make a revision request, and then we say allow up to 24 hours for those changes to be made.
Right, and that's basically what I did with Liz. I sent her, you know, my logo, a couple of pictures that I wanted on the site, you know, just like a headshot of me and stuff like that.
Right.
And then, you know, basically just what services I offer, my mission statement, and, you know, she basically did the rest as far as, you know, creating the content for the, you know, the search engine optimization, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a lot of what they do. I mean, it's just a client interview, so we want to be specific about how we're listing you, not just on Google, but, you know, any of the directories that we submit you to and your website. Client interviews
right. So
really important, so it's like I gotta have some kind of window, though, in order to do that this week.
Right. Let me see here and reach back to you.
Okay.
I just wanted to call and let you know that I am, you know, moving over to the local slash.
I was ready to sign you up right now. I was like, okay, let's go. All right.
So, I am coming over. It's just and I was actually gonna say, I don't know if this helps you at all or helps your website designer. But probably after tomorrow, the website right now will be down. So I don't know if it helps you at all to just go on and look at the website, you know, how it's set up right now. I know you do your own sort of thing, but just as far as like what kind of content is on there.
Yeah. So you're planning on keeping your domain and then having us build on that domain that you already have.
Correct. So,
gotcha.
So the domain is, you know, thecardinalwayinspections.com.
Okay.
That's mine. That's leaving with me.
Okay.
It's just we got to put our own content and information on it.
Yeah. Let me pull it up right now.
Yeah. So if you just go, if you take a look at it, I can kind of run you through what. Basically what I talked to Liz about, and I'm sure you're much of the same.
Yeah, the more important thing is the placement, though. You know, there's guys up there that are getting calls every day with no site at all. Okay, I see what you're saying. This one's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pages. This is more of like a, yeah. This one's more of like a custom format. Did you build this through Wix?
I don't know what she built it through.
Okay. Looks like a Wix site.
It might, yeah, I'm really not sure.
Okay.
But yeah, when we talked about it, she was saying, you know, these are kind of like the tabs you get. Well, you see it, all the,
yeah,
like the mold tabs and everything like that. And I mean, personally, as my biggest thing is, I obviously, yeah, you want a nice website, you want a nice, simple website, right? It gives
you
all the information.
Mm-hmm.
But you want people to get to the website, and I don't know anybody that actually, you know,
has
gotten
my
contact information from the website. You know what I mean? So
right.
That
was the problem that you were having with Town Square. It's just like you weren't getting up there. You know, having a fancy website's great and all, but if nobody's looking at it,
right.
Yeah,
and
it's not gonna do anything.
I don't even think that website is all that great to to me.
Yeah. I mean, I understand wanting to keep maybe some of the photos and, like, the backdrop. I like the color scheme. Black and red is always good.
I like the black and red. The only thing I was going to, we could talk about this another time, but, like, I think the red, it just pops out too much. It's kind of like a... It's like a big warning sign, it kind of looks like. You know, it's not... I'd like
big,
some, like,
big stop
some
sign.
Lighter colors on
yeah.
there.
Yeah, that's all stuff that we'll get into in the client interview, but I could definitely match this site or even make it better, definitely. You know, the splash page is already better. But we do have to have you throw in, you know, those or send over those photos. You can't copyright them and add them. So any of those photos that you want to keep on there... you'd send into that email address that I texted you.
Yeah, and that'd be no problem at all.
Okay.
And as far as like the content on the website, like for example, if you just click on the mold testing tab, and it gives you a paragraph or two, and like some bullet points, I think, are even on there.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here. Inspecting for
like,
traces of mold spores, finding the root cause of your mold issue, taking detailed mold samples.
Right, like Liz created all that. Like, I just told her I do mold testing, and that's what she came up with based on, you know, what people are going to search for.
Yeah, I think I can just copy this right off.
So
of here.
I don't know.
I can literally just highlight it all, copy, and then I can send it over with your client interview appointment, and that way they already have all the content there. And they just got to retype it up. Pretty easy.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, that's what I was thinking. But I wanted to let you know now because, like I said, it very well may not be up, you know, come...
Tomorrow
or Wednesday.
Yeah, let's activate this account, and then I could send this over and have them start working on it all right now. You know what I mean? I could have the client interview technician... Even though your appointment will be set for later, I can have them go copy it all right now. And then that way, once we get access to the domain and you cancel them, they can just go in there and they already have it all saved.
Right.
But I can't have them working on an inactive account. They're going to be like, what are you doing? You know?
No, I'm good with signing up now and then putting the, I don't know when I'll be able to do that. That interview, I know.
That's what I'm concerned about is your schedule being so packed right now. Yeah, but we got to make time for it. I mean, I could even ask them to make it really short. Like, if you want to make it like, you know, 20 minutes, I can ask them to keep it simple. Cause I mean, I basically got a lot from this conversation as far as, what you want from the site. And then the site already tells us most of your keywords and everything. So, you know, we'll go in, do the keyword research, we'll present you the top recommended, and then you decide what yay or nay, and then it's basically the gist of it. After that, we can go ahead and move forward with the rest without bugging you too much.
Right. But you will have to be in contact with Liz for getting the domain over, correct?
That's what it is. Okay. So does she work for you or does she work for Townsquare?
No, she's with Townsquare, but when I talked with Townsquare, her manager was saying just if possible, it'd be nice if Liz could talk to the new domain owner. I don't know if that would be a smoother transition or not.
Because once they figure out that you're leaving them to join us, they're not going to be very cooperative. I've been through that before. And so basically what needs to happen is we'll like copy all the content. I'll have them do that.
Right.
And then you call them. When you tell them you're leaving their service, this is where things will – they'll probably try to keep the domain name, but if you own it, they have to release it. And then from there, you just need to get the login credentials. And then you could provide us with the login credentials. So that way, when you leave them, all the content will disappear. We'll still have that domain and those login credentials because you own that domain. And then we can go ahead and upload all the content on the site. And then you won't need to deal with Liz or anybody from over there anymore.
Right. And that's what Liz is going to give you is the login credentials.
Oh, why isn't she just giving you? That's really weird.
Oh, I, I don't know. Is that like something real simple to just do?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a username and password. It's like logging into your email or anything else. You know, it just. I mean,
okay.
if you own it, they should be giving it to you. You're the rightful owner of it. And the reason you want that is because, you know, for this exact reason. If you left, you still want that domain name and to own that domain name, especially if it's attached to like a vehicle or cards that you gave out. It's a really important tool, you know, because that's where they're going to be pulling you up online. So, you know,
right.
Definitely.
And I was going to say, no, when I talked to them, I said, yeah, I'm leaving. And they said, well, in order for your site not to go down,
mm-hmm.
they're thinking I already have a new site built is what they're thinking. And then, that's where I think they were saying if Liz just gets in contact with a new website owner, then they can log right in and upload all the information, and technically my site wouldn't be down for, you know,
it's confusing.
A day,
like,
or whatever.
Break it down. So there's the purchase of the domain, right? You did that first. So you own the domain name, the cardinalwayinspection.com, right? Okay,
yeah,
and then
after
you own the domain, then you have content development and hosting. So when you cancel their service, the content they developed is going to go down. So yeah, the page is going to go blank. Like it looks like it's under construction.
Yep.
And then you don't have a host.
Yep.
Right. So all we need is the login credentials for your domain. And then we can go in and do the content development and be your host. We don't need to really interact with her. You know, that's why I don't understand why they want to speak with your new web host. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, how about this? How about I'll just shoot Liz an email, like I said.
Yeah, she definitely doesn't need to be in the client interview. Because I thought she was an employee, like somebody that worked for you maybe answering the phone or, yeah. But I didn't realize it was another marketing company that's not working for you right now. I wouldn't want any tips from her. I have to undo her mess.
right.
Yeah.
And I kind of just took, I don't really know a whole lot about this whole website thing, but I took it as, like, it'd be much easier if she gave you the website domain than I did. I didn't know it was something as simple as, you know, just
to
log in
and
make the
you
content.
Just tell her I need the login credentials for my domain name or my URL.
Okay. Well, I'll just shoot her an email saying that, and when I get that information, I'll pass it along to you.
Yeah, you can even text it in. And the good thing, too, like for future reference, Dave, I don't think you're going to leave us, but, like, you want to have those login credentials, you know what I mean? Even you, like, personally, because it's yours. So you don't just want to have somebody hosting it that has access to it, and you don't already have that information. You should have that information to where you shouldn't have to ask her for it. You know what I mean?
No, that's like,
you tuck away. Yeah.
Okay, well, I will get that information, and then...
Yeah, so I can set you up right now. I'm going to have them start copying the content that's on the site, though, right now, and I like the writing portion of it.
Yeah.
So I'll have them start working on that now. And then between now and your client interview, I need you to get those login credentials, and then that way at the client interview, we could just get the login credentials and move forward. And then you're good.
Just pop this.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right, so let me just verify everything here. So Dave's short for David, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm going to send over everything in writing because of that $149 pricing structure. I'm going to make sure I honor that for you. What's your last name?
Supko. S-U-P, as in Peter, K-O.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very simple. S-U-P-K-O. Okay. And then the business email address or the primary business email address?
Cardinal.
Okay.
Way. Inspections. @gmail.com.
Oh, perfect. You're already a Gmail user. Okay, and you still want that contact us form that's on the back of the site as well? With the, they fill it out and it automatically will forward to this email?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
There's going to be a couple of revisions. Right now I think it's just best we get
that content off
there.
You
get the whole thing started, the content off there. I really wanted to make sure that you know what it looks like now, because like I said, it's going to be gone tomorrow, I would guess.
Yeah. Basically, once you cancel them, they just go ahead and shut it off, you know? They're like, well, we're not doing anything else for you because you're not paying us. So I've been through that before.
Yeah.
I had to help some guys get their domain back a few times, too. They try to hold the domain hostage. That's why I was saying it's really important that you know for sure that you own the domain. And they try to, like, hold it captive.
Yeah,
no, like, if you cancel, you're going to lose your whole domain, too, you know?
Yeah. No, I read through our contract, and then that was the first thing I asked.
Okay.
When I got the phone call today, and he said, yeah, it's yours. It's just a matter of, you know, switching it to the new user, but I didn't know it was something as simple as a username and password. That.
Okay. Google's saying that your PV was never completed at 4th North Beach Road, or 4 North Beach Road.
That's my address, yes.
Well, they should have sent a postcard there, like a PIN verification letter. And
I got one of
those. Yeah. So it was sent, you put the 5-digit number in the back?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow. So this was recent. Okay.
That the profile was set up?
Well, yeah. It's saying...
Yeah.
Wow. So you were working with Townsquare for months and they never did that? You barely got that done?
Yeah. No, that was...
What are they doing over there?
I don't know.
Twiddling their thumbs, huh? Jesus. That's like the first thing you have to do every time is to verify a listing. They're not going to list somebody on the first page without a verified listing. You wouldn't even be eligible. Okay. It's saying that the PV wasn't completed, but I can do a phone verification, too. I could just call them and have them on three-way during the client interview.
Yeah, because I know I got the postcard, and I know I...
Put the 5-digit code in the back.
You put the code in there, and then...
And let me pull your GMP real quick.
I don't know, because I'm just a manager on it, but I see that blue checkmark verification on my end.
That's what I was looking for. Yeah, because you usually get that little check mark in the shield. So I found it right here.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's weird, because on the back end, it's saying it's not completed, but on your Google Business page, I do see that it has the shield with the check mark saying it is completed. So that's very strange.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll definitely want to verify that.
That's still the same address? Maybe they're just requesting an update. Is that still the same address? Is that accurate?
The 4 North Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's the same address.
Just hit resubmit. Maybe it'll show. Oh, yeah. There we go. It's a click. All I had to do is click on it and hit submit. Okay. Now it's showing on the back end is verified. Okay. Good. Because I hate waiting for that to come in the mail. It's such a waste of time.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, I got that and yeah. No, I pretty much did that. That's all it was a mail and put your code in.
Yeah, a little 5-digit number, and then you can get rid of it. It goes invalid after 2 months. Okay, and then website. So we're going to attach this domain now, but I want to send this over to them to pull the content right now. And you said tomorrow you're going to call them to shut it off?
I'm gonna send Liz an email tonight asking for the domain...
Actually, make sure you get the login credentials before you cancel it. Just tell them, hey, I want the login credentials. I want to have something done with the site. Then once you have the login credentials, then cancel it. Because if you tell them, hey, you're going to cancel straight out, they might, you know, try to do something shisty. I've been there before with Townsquare. That place is...
Right. No, I'll get the login credentials and then...
Okay. And then everything on your Google Business page, you still want to be the same as far as like your hours of operation and having your address hidden?
Yeah, I was wondering, instead of the address being hidden, can it just say Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania? Does it have to say 4 North Beach? Could it just say Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, and I'll have the zip code in there, or I could say Wilkes-Barre and nearby areas. I could adjust that.
Yeah, Wilkes-Barre and surrounding areas.
Yep, yeah, I'll adjust it right now. And then what about the hours, 7 to 6, Monday through Saturday?
Yes.
And then 8 to 6 on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay, everything looks good here. Should be a pretty...
So I don't have to make you a manager for that?
Yeah, you will have to add... Yeah, you know, you will have to add us as manager to your Google Business profile.
Okay. So yeah. These changes you're making now, are they not going to go into effect until we go through that?
We can adjust it. Like, it's... you don't have to... Yeah, so, like, we're a Google partner. We can make those kind of adjustments, but we can't do the optimization.
Right.
So I can't actually get into the back end and do the optimization without having your consent.
Yes. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. But I have you on a recorded line right now. Like, all our calls are recorded. So it's like, obviously, I have proof in that I was given consent to make the adjustments right now.
I was going to say, whatever you're doing now, if that's, you know, a change that goes into effect right now, that's fine.
It's just going to save us some legwork for later. So. You should already see that now. And then numbers still the same, right? 570-960-2113 for the business profile? Okay, perfect.
For the business profile, yep.
Okay. Boom. Okay, we're good. All right. And then we got to figure out that client interview time. Like I said, it's usually about 30 minutes. I mean, we could do any time really between, like I said, 10 and then 6 and 7 at the latest.
Let's do... Since we know that it only has to be me, because I know Liz was not going to be on the line tomorrow night. Let's shoot for tomorrow. Let's
six and
just
seven.
We say 6:30?
That works. I could tell them. We usually ask for the hour window, so we'll schedule it within that hour.
Okay.
But I'll tell the technician to call you closer to 6:30. Give you some time.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, what I'll do is I'm going to have it as a tentative appointment. So it's going to send a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and you'll have that invitation there. And then it's also going to send you a text 1 hour before. So if you're wrapped up on a inspection, I don't want to take away from that. So you'll get a little text, and then you could let us know, hey, it's not a good time. We could always push it for tomorrow. But like I said, I want to get it knocked out as soon as possible.
Right. Okay. Just in case. Tomorrow does not work. Do you have anything first thing Wednesday morning?
Well, like I said, this one's tentatively set. I do, as it looks right now, I do have Wednesday morning available, but that could change throughout the day. You know, they bring on new accounts.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll have the appointment tentatively set between 6 and 7. If it doesn't work, you know, like I said, you're going to get a text at 5. You can let me know right then at 5, just say, hey, no, yes, you know, there's a little checkbox, is this still a good time for you? You say no, and then I'll know right now. I'll just go, hey, you know, you mentioned tomorrow or Wednesday in the morning, does that still work for you? And I'll just readjust it for you.
Okay. And that exact client interview, is that, do I have to be in front of a laptop for that?
No, we just want to pick your brain and make sure that we're representing you properly. So it's more about being specific with the service and the service area, and then the website, of course. You don't want the website to look how you want it to look. But we don't want to list you for any keywords or services that you might not provide. Like, let's say you do home inspection, but you don't do radon testing. Obviously, you do.
Right.
You know, just as an example.
Then,
you know, we want to customize the campaign so that way you're not getting calls all day about stuff that you don't do. You know, it's kind of wasting your time and their time. So it's really just being keyword specific, service area specific too. I don't want to send you to any parts of the town that you're not willing to go to or don't want to be advertised in.
Gotcha.
Okay. So that's
all right.
Seven. And then last thing we got to do to activate it would be to secure that first month's payment. So it's going to be the $149. How did you want to secure the first month?
I can put it on the card.
Okay. And then I'm locking you in at this rate, so as long as you're with us, you'll keep that $149 pricing structure. It won't go up or change. I usually don't do that, but I think I got kind of talked into that because of the town square. It's kind of hard to compete with somebody who has a really low price but doesn't do anything.
$150.
Oh, so it was, I was trying to be competitive with the pricing structure, but, you know, usually, like, just the hours that it takes our guy to develop your site will will cost that. So we're not really going to make much off of it. But if it ends up turning into a long-term business relationship, then over time it'll become profitable. So we just got to get you up there. Once you're up there, I'm sure you'll be happy.
Yeah, no, that's the idea. I'm trying not to run around company to company. I don't like doing that, but
Exactly. So don't do the same thing over and over again. Expect different result, right?
No. You didn't have time for a client interview today, did you?
I don't think so. Let me pull it up though here. It says one, two, oh wait, this is CI English Spanish emails. You know, I can ask. It looks like we might have a slot here in about 30 minutes at the top of the hour.
If you want it to 5 o'clock, I can do 5 o'clock.
Let me ask him. I'm going to direct message him right now. Hold on.
Okay. I was going to say 5 is about the latest I could do, but if it works, it works. If not, well, that's fine too. I know it's short notice.
Yeah, I'm just gonna ask him right now. It looks like he's looking at it, so let's see what he says.
Okay.
He said, "Is it English?" Yes. If English, yes. So yeah, he said it that they can circle back with you right here at 5 o'clock.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. Let me just I'm gonna change your client interview invitation right now to. Okay, boom. So you should have that on your calendar, and then let's go ahead and knock out the payment so it's active, and then I will actually just start doing the copying and pasting and send it over to them right now. Okay, and then how did you want to secure the first month's payment of the $149?
On a card. I can either do it now or I can do it interview, whatever.
We always secure it before. You got to make sure your account's active before we actually have them start working on it.
All right, give me 1 minute here.
Okay.
So where exactly are you located?
Fountain Valley, California.
Are you? That's what I thought. Yeah. I didn't know if everybody was from there.
You never Googled us?
I Googled you, but every time I call the number, it comes up.
Oh, yeah, it comes up with a local number. Yeah, no, the number that I text you on, the 877 line, is our actual company line. Like, if you Google us, that's the company line, and then the extension 544 should come through to me if I'm not on a call. If I'm on a call, it'll forward you to one of my reps. I think you've been getting our reps today.
Yeah. Yeah, I just didn't know if you had satellite offices or something.
No, any of the Google partners are located in California, because the only Google headquarters, there's three of them, they're all in California. They don't have one on the East Coast yet. They were supposed to have one in New York pre-pandemic, and then the pandemic hit, and they just shut that whole thing down, because they were going to send Google reps and techs from California. Like, they were literally paying relocation costs and everything for about 200 people.
Right.
Yeah, and then it just, the pandemic happened and they just stopped it. So there's a big empty Google building in downtown Manhattan, but there's literally nobody in it. They just own it. And it's like Google on the top, yeah.
All right. Whenever you're ready, I can give you a card number.
Okay, is it Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
Discover.
Discover, okay. Is it under your name or the business name or both?
Just my name.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that was PIN verified?
Yes, it is.
All right. And then should start with a 6. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
6011.
Okay.
0048.
0048.
3187.
3187.
1864.
1864. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
09/25.
25. And then 3-digit code on the back.
573.
573. Okay. You go ahead and update. Okay. And then 60-second voice verification is an added form of protection for you. I'm going to send over the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement while we're doing this. As I'm walking through the voice verification, if I say something you don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, Dave, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Cardinal Way Home Inspection Services, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
David Supko, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And just to make sure, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. It's not saying that you can't do anything additional. We just don't want, like, another person inside your GMB. You can only have one other host aside from yourself in there at a time. So just a full disclosure there. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 13th of 2022. It's going to be in the very discounted amount of $149 as a price reduction that was overridden by Senior Manager Jonathan Hill. I don't remember exact date that I did this. Sometime in the past month.
I think it was.
Yeah. We had a few phone calls. It says that your rate will be locked in, so when the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 13th day, but you'll keep the same pricing structure of $149. It states you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time. You're not binded to a long-term contract. There are no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that if you should decide to discontinue. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
All right. So you should have received the welcome text message.
Let's see here. Yes, I did.
Okay. And then there should be a link to where it'll say, like, click here to accept the subscription terms. You see that? It'll say, like, David, thank you for choosing Local Splash. In the beginning, and then it'll say, we sent a copy of the invoice to the email we have on file. It'll say, please click here.
Yep, that one came through too. All right, so I click there.
Yep, and there's the full outline of the agreement in writing. So you have all the products and features in there that we're going to be providing for you, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. At the bottom, it'll ask you to authorize that you're the cardholder. This isn't somebody pretending to be you. After all that information is true and correct, and then you'll sign your first and last name at the bottom. So for this client interview too, I just want to let you know, I have a lot that I need to do as far as, like, copy and pasting from that site. So they're supposed to call you at 5, but try to give them, like, 5:10. Like, don't be mad if it's, like, 5:10, 5:15.
No.
I'm just going to start working on it all right now and send it over to them so that way they have it ready. And then once they have everything ready, then they'll call you and go through the client interview. Okay?
Right. Okay. And I would even say, I know you said you're going to copy all the information and everything, which is good. But there'll be some changes, you know, once.
Well, yeah, they're going to ask you. So, like, I'm going to let them know, hey, we're going to use majority of this content, but there's also going to be a section. Like, so the client interview, they're basically reading off, like, a questionnaire in that department.
Okay.
It's like a 25, 30 question questionnaire, and it'll ask you, like, what's your company slogan, you know, and what's, like, your mission statement, you know? So, obviously, we'll be able to update it at that time. And then I'll have this content on hand too. So if they ask you a question where you're like, hey, that's already on my site, there, it's like, okay, you know, we'll know to go ahead and copy that, and specifically what you do want to keep and what you don't want to keep. So that's why it's super important, you know, rather than just copy and paste, you know, we'll pick your brain, make sure we get any revisions in there. Don't want to look like we just copied their homework, you know?
No, I get that. Yeah. And then I would say, you know,
and then
even,
the photos. You got to send the photos into that email address too, like photos@localsplash.com. So they won't be able to do anything with the photos during the client interview, but if you send them in, they'll follow up with you at a set time. They'll send you a message like, hey, can we touch base just to get an idea on how you want the photos laid out and how you want the portfolio to look, you know. So you can always text too. Like you could text, call, email. So I understand if you're busy and it's like, oh, it's late at night, you know, 10 o'clock, and you're like, okay, I'm just going to sit down and send this off, and then we could get them that way too. Try to make it convenient for you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. No, I would say take all the information off. I'll go through the client interview, and then, you know, once basically I don't want to say a rough draft, but once the website is up and in your hands.
That's pretty much what we do though. That we rough draft it, you know, and then we send it over to you, and then we ask if there's any revisions or changes you want to make to it. A lot of times people just go, oh, that all looks good. But you know, other times you got to change this or didn't like this wording or anything like that, but we'll always clear it with you before it actually gets published.
Right. Okay. And then is it like unlimited changes as far as, you know?
Oh yeah. Your hosting's included in your package. Yeah. No,
right.
your hosting's included. So any revisions you want to make, it's no extra charge to you. You can make changes and modify it as we go.
Gotcha.
Yeah, websites are usually forever evolving, you know. Sometimes people, they do one service, and then they go, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to focus on this service. Let's take that off the site.
Right.
Or I'm running a promotion for the holiday, you know. So they're ever-changing.
Right. Okay. No, that sounds good. Yeah, I will send over the pictures. I just want to verify that I do have that email and the text message. photos@localsplash.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty easy. And then anything, like if you have it in your phone already, you could just send it directly there, or you can go in there and email it, you know, directly if you want to get on the computer. But that's probably the only time we'll actually ask you to do anything like technical.
Okay. All right. No, that sounds good. Let me send those over, and I will be waiting for that call. Then,
all right, sounds good. And then if you need anything too, if you get confused, like I said, I'm still here. And then I'm here your time from 10 a.m. all the way up until 7 p.m. If it's after hours, though, we do have a customer service department that'll still be able to assist you even if it's after hours. So there's always someone help.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And did you have your direct line? I know you texted to me and I deleted the text message.
Okay. Here, let me resend it to you. I was wondering why it came in that way, because I actually had another rep message me that you called, and then I guess the call got disconnected, and then
so I got called back, and I said I got to talk to John, and she's like, oh, I know who that is.
And then you got another rep. Well, we actually have other Johns too. There's like three of them, I think.
And that's
your total.
That's
she was
right.
Probably
I'm not
confused.
The last, but yeah,
it's Hill. It's Jonathan Hill. But here, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, so you don't got to worry about that. The only time you need to hit a different extension or not hit the extension would be if it's after hours. But if it's during work hours, that'll come to me directly. If I am currently on the phone, it'll let you know that I'm on the phone, and then I'll contact you as soon as possible.
Okay. All right. No, that sounds good.
You're
ahead.
Officially on board, so thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'm going to get started on this, and then we're going to circle back with you here about 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah. All right, cool.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right.